What lies on the other side of adversity? You may not have asked that question, but you may have asked the question, what is my life going to be like now? How is this going to change things? What does the future look like? And we're not the first people who have asked that question. That question has been asked for centuries. And as you look through the Bible, all the way through the Bible, people are asking the question, what lies on the other side of adversity? How is this situation that's happening to us, how is this event that's taking place going to change our lives? Over the last few weeks, we've been looking at the book of Isaiah, and we've been looking and asking this question, God's mission, does it really matter? And the context for the book of Isaiah is really important to know, especially when we come this day to look at chapter 60. The context is that the nation of Israel had been divided into two. And one part, the northern part, got taken away into exile. And along comes Isaiah, and he starts prophesying. He starts telling the southern part of the kingdom, God's got a message for you. Unless you change your ways, adversity is on the way. Look what's happened to this nation. They've got taken away. Unless you return back to the way that God wants you to live, adversity is coming your way. Now, the book of Isaiah is an interesting book because it spans a long period of time, and people have debated for years, was there one author to the book or was there three? And you could get bogged down in all that theological debate, which is quite interesting, but actually we've got to go to work tomorrow morning, haven't we? And we've got lives that we're trying to manage, and we need to find something in the midst of all that that's actually going to give us this one thing that we all need. And that thing we all need is hope. So when we look at the book of Isaiah, we're looking and saying, what actually happened? Well, we know the story, don't we? We know that they didn't listen. We know that they didn't take note of what God was speaking through the prophet. And lo and behold, a few years later, the rest of these people get taken off into exile. Can you imagine what that must be like as adversity? I mean, as we look around the world at this moment in time, we can see huge swathes of population who are being forced to move from where they live into other places where they don't know. What lies beyond that kind of adversity? Isaiah's message is pretty pointed. It's pretty direct. And it says, if you don't change your ways, adversity is coming, and his words came true. Now the question I've got to ask is this. We sort of know from history that about 10,000 of these exiles went to Babylonia and worked. It was the rich people, it was the craftsmen, it was the priests that they took. And a lot of them were left. Now, in all of those people, all of the thousands that there were, do you think there might have been just one, actually, who had done what God had told him to do? Do you think there might have been more than one? I think there could have been quite a few. And yet, they're caught up in the adversity of a nation. They could have been the most closest that they could have possibly been to God's plan for their life, and yet, through no circumstances of their own, they are dragged into a period of adversity. Who could identify with that? I think I can identify with that. Can you identify with that? Why do things happen? You know, I've stopped reading the newspapers on a regular basis because sometimes you just read these stories and you think, how on earth is somebody going to get through that adversity? You never read good news in the newspapers, do you? Even this week, there's been some tragic stories this week. Innocent people who are just caught up in huge adversities. What lies beyond that adversity. And this, I'm sure, is what people in this time were asking. I've lived the life you wanted me to live, God, and yet here I am carted off to another country. What hope is there for me? What's going to lie beyond this adversity? Well, when we come up to chapter 60, one of the things we start to see is a new perspective. We start to see a new sort of lexicon that they start to use. There's new words that they start to constantly talk about. And you could sum up all those words with one word, and that word is hope. We haven't got time today to read the whole chapter. But one of the major themes is that the restored people of God, the people of God who've come through this adversity and they've come out the other end, are going to shine like lights. They're going to be a voice into the world. They're going to be God's mission into the world. And that period of adversity has done something to them, which gives them something different that they never had before. Let's have a look at chapter 60, and at the beginning, as Paul mentioned, let's just read a couple of these verses. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. The image there is like the dawning of a new time, isn't it? It's a new day. See, darkness covers the earth and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you and his glory appears over you. Nations are going to come to your light and kings to the brightness of your dawn. What a description that is of somebody who is a shining light. What a description that is of a community of people who are a shining light. But what we've got to realise is that those people who God is saying your time has come have been through a significant period of adversity. And what happened in that adversity is that they were transformed. They were changed. If we go forward a few verses to verse 19, listen to what God says to these people. And the same way that God is speaking to them, he's speaking to you and I this morning. The sun will no more be your light by day, nor will the brightness of the moon shine on you, for the Lord will be your everlasting light. Paul used a word when he was talking with the children this morning about reflecting light. And I think that's one of the things that us as Christians do. Yes, we talk about being a reflection of God's love, but we're a reflection of him. We're a reflection of him. The way that we live our lives is a reflection of him. He is the light and our lives should reflect that. And quite often, one time that they reflect that more than any other is when we're in the midst of a period of adversity. And a lot of that depends on how we choose to respond when adversity comes upon us. He goes on to say, your sun will never set again, your moon will be no more. Your days of sorrow will end. Then will all your people be righteous and they will possess the land forever. They are the shoots that I have planted, the work of my hands, the display of my splendor. Listen to this about transformation. This is how you were. You've gone through a period of adversity and this is how you now are. The least of you will become a thousand, the smallest a mighty nation, for I am the Lord and in its time I will do this swiftly. God's mission matters. God's mission in the world is about compassion. It's about justice. It's about releasing captive. It's about freeing the hungry. What a greater light that we have that we can be that. But we can only be that as a reflection of our own experience with God and how we are transformed through adversity. It could be adversity we bring on ourselves. We could make stupid mistakes and we can bring adversity into our life. But even in the midst of that, God can take that and he can make something good out of it. Perhaps the most difficult kind of adversity is when adversity comes to us and it's not our fault. But God can take that. Quite often you might have heard somebody say, yes, but, you know, everything works together for good. You know, not everything that happens to us is good. But God can bring good out of every situation. There are some situations that are unjust, unfair. An adversity comes upon us. But God can bring something good out of the most ugly situation. I think a key is how do we respond when adversity comes upon us.